Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. Do you like how I started it off with all right? Like very impromptu.
All right. Matthew McConaughey,
yeah.
You know me, I'm very Matthew McConaughey-esque.
My algorithm gave me a video the other day of Matthew McConaughey doing, it was a guy impersonating Matthew McConaughey, but doing Lord of the Rings lines. It was amazing.
Wow.
So that's where my brain is at on the internet.
That's an interesting algorithm you've got going on. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. I just had to write down my on the stand before I forgot.
I'm going to forget mine.
Because I literally had it and I forgot. I had it and I forgot. And I was like, better just write it down.
That's what I told you to write yours down, because you also forget you're on the stand.
It's already gone.
It is.
What happens is, I blinked like three or four times and then it went away.
Oh my God. The brain is so small on this big giant head.
Just a little styrofoam peanut rolling around in there.
It literally is sometimes.
Yeah.
Men can be so stupid. Men are so stupid.
Sometimes.
Oh well.
Such is life. Before we start, obviously I have to remind you about Patreon. If you are watching us on Patreon, you see our beautiful faces and Jared's beautiful hair.
Mostly Jared's beautiful face.
His beautiful face. Very freckly, high def. Actually, I think we might have like a little bit of like a sheen on these cameras, so maybe you can't.
We don't.
That's what's so annoying about the Paris filter on Instagram, and also just like the TikTok beauty filter, is it looks really great on me and it like fades all of my fine lines, but when I'm in a video with Jared, it gets rid of all of his freckles and his eyebrows.
Unacceptable.
I don't really have eyebrows to start with, though, so.
But it gets rid of the little white eyebrows that you have.
Yeah, it's.
So it makes him look so fucking weird, but me good, or
like
else.
Powder.
Yeah, a little bit like powder.
Yeah, kind of.
Or me wrinkly and him.
You're not wrinkly.
Normal. But you know.
That app that makes you look old, yeah, it's.
I would never do that to myself. I don't fuck with apps that make me look bad. That's not what social media is there for.
It's my favorite.
I can't handle that.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Dude, well, that one filter especially, it would make some people look like a little bit older, and then some people look like they're 150.
I saw yours.
Yeah, and I was one of the people that made like 150.
It was rude.
But it did, a lot of like, not dermatologists, I guess, and like plastic surgeons are like, this is actually a pretty accurate filter of like the aging process of how you would eventually look. I mean, listen, getting older is a gift.
Privilege.
So I will take that with that.
I love that mindset.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, it's good to hear you say that.
The alternative is not great. But like, I also am vain and I want to look as good as I can while I get older. But
yeah, me too. I mean, I'm not going to be one of those graceful people. I'll tell you that much.
I'm not either.
I'm just going to let it ride.
I've had a lot of help to get me here, and I'm going to need a lot of help to get me to the finish line.
Yeah, I'm not going to do this alone.
No.
Sun damage. That's the only thing I'm trying to avoid. Other than that, we're chilling.
He's barely trying to avoid it. The one thing I've realized about Jared is he, like, if I could change one thing about him, I would be, can you do a little bit of self-care? Like the minimum, the bare minimum.
He uses conditioner now.
Barely.
I take great care of my hair.
It is beautiful.
Take great care of my
hair. No, you only take good care of your hair because we now have a thing where we braid each other's hair at night because he's finally learned how to braid.
I do braids now.
But like, Jared. Yeah, but it's, and I do like a little brush to like make it like a nice spa situation for him.
I SPF.
Sometimes.
I SPF. I've learned my lesson plenty of times in my life that's a very important thing for me.
Yeah. Sometimes.
And I think everyone out there listening, this is a great time to let people know that wear your SPF.
Yeah. Skin
cancer
is real.
Go get your body mapped. I've said this on here before, but it's important. Do it.
Yeah. Anyways.
We're saving lives. That's what we're doing.
We're saving lives over here. Should we get into the day today?
Yeah.
All right. So today is September 7th. Whew. Back to school.
Whoa.
We had this conversation on Lady Gang that Becca and Kelty, I think Kelty, both really loved back to school shopping.
I love school supply shopping.
I did too.
Shopping.
It like was, Jelly that pens, was my favorite.
Lisa Frank folders.
Trapper Keeper.
So fun.
The binders. I mean, I liked it because it was like part of my like obsessive, like creative, like I loved doing all the things, but like the back to school time now just gives me so much anxiety about being.
But you're not in school.
I know, but still.
Wait, back in the day, you had anxiety for going back?
Yeah, because then you're in school for 9 more months.
I did hate
school. And you're so far away from summer again. Like, summer is my favorite point of the year.
See, that's the great thing about me not having that long-term vision. I was just like, what are we doing tomorrow?
This is what we're doing.
Oh, school's back. Okay. Oh, we're going shopping.
I would get the anxiety like in August, like a month ahead. Oh, it's like Sunday scaries, but like a month before.
Yeah.
I loved school.
I just had ADD and they didn't know what that was yet. So like lots of potential, but not sure what's going on with this.
Cannot apply yourself.
No, exactly. Not applying yourself was a big one that I got. Man. I'm like, we'll see what adulthood.
Yeah.
See what happens in adulthood.
Yeah.
You're like, just, I need to be medicated.
You've got that REM eye movement, but while you're awake.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It's like,
I showed all them.
That's right.
You did.
Yeah. Mr. Wilman.
Who?
There you go.
What?
Wonin?
Mr. Wilman.
He's listening.
He was the hot gym teacher.
Oh, was he?
I never had a hot teacher.
He was.
I didn't have a single fucking hot teacher ever.
Three.
What?
Had three.
Who?
He had a nickname for
I'm
me.
Not saying
we
names.
Also didn't have hot women either.
We did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All of our teachers were so
of
old.
Of the three I'm speaking of, two were women, one was a man.
Who was the hot guy?
I'm not naming names.
Oh, why?
Mr. Wilman knows he was the hot teacher.
Yeah, because he was probably young and
hot. And he was married to the older sister of a student.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, I mean, it was a much older sister.
It's not weird, but
it's weird. Yeah, but I was like, ah, damn it.
We had a hot teacher, this dude, and he would stand in his doorway all like cool guy, you know, with like maybe his legs crossed, and he would like say like hate everybody as they were walking past.
And he was a hot and cool teacher.
And like all the girls would be like, hi, Mr. So-and-so. And he'd be like, dude. Me and all my friends would be like, fuck this guy.
Nice.
Jealous of the teacher. Yeah.
I can't. We had none. They're all older. None.
Sad. Sorry.
I know.
Maybe it's a good thing. You just focus on your schoolwork.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
I mean, I did.
Yeah,
I was
did.
Forced
you were a great
to,
student.
But yeah. Okay. So we're back to school. September 7th. This is probably the first week of school for a lot of people. So I'm sorry for that for your kids. And
a lot of people go back in like August.
Yeah, that's true. And also, it's probably nice as a parent because then your kids are out of
Bye.
The way.
So my sister teaches and their schedule is considered year round. I don't know what that means.
We just have a shorter summer and longer breaks.
I don't like the word year round for school, though. That sounds awful.
Or summer school.
Anyways.
I never did summer school.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going back in time. 1533, September 7th. Queen Elizabeth.
AD.
AD.
After death.
After death. Queen Elizabeth the First was born.
Wow. The first?
The most famous monarch in English history. Queen Elizabeth I was born 1533 on today.
Mic drop.
On today. On this day.
On today.
Then we're going all the way to 1948. Patent number 2,448,908 was granted to Lewis Parker for a television receiver. His intercarrier sound system is now used in all television receivers in the world, and without it, TV receivers would not work as well and would be more costly.
Wow.
So really, just our channel changers or our remotes are just...
Are we sure that's a remote? A receiver?
TV receiver. Oh, maybe not.
Is that why you get
I think a receiver is a different thing than a remote.
Oh, and I can't imagine we're still using that patent, but...
I'm sure something has been built on it. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Some infrastructure just like... Or like
utility patent.
Utility patent.
Thank you, Lewis Parker.
Yeah.
For your work.
Great job, Louis.
In 100 years ago, almost. 1956, Elvis Presley makes his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. He was thrust in his hips. Very controversial.
God forbid.
And solidified his status as the king of rock and roll.
The girls went crazy.
They went nuts.
The girls went crazy. A long time ago, we did a deep dive on Elvis and his very problematic behaviors back in the day of grooming underage little girls through their parents. He wasn't the best. But, you know,
that wasn't in the movie.
I'm sure it wasn't.
They didn't put that in the movie.
No, he was like kissing 13-year-old girls and like convincing their moms to like let them come on tour with him and stuff. A lot of his like girlfriends were. Wasn't
Priscilla was
underage.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't great.
Well.
But he was thrusting. The fact that the hip thrust was like, was also insane.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
It was the 50s, but.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish.
When you think about like what goes on these days, it's just like.
I wish I could just stand twerking in that room.
Imagine if they had seen a twerk back then.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Show the them way, like any Cardi B concert.
Or yeah. Literally the way that any woman dresses these days, like a crop top.
Whew. Heaven forbid.
I wish so badly.
Pearl clutch.
Pearl clutch.
That I could be in that room when he did that. And just feel the like, I'm sure it was palpable.
It was
like,
probably fucking insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he was also like the biggest music like star in the world at that point.
Yeah,
they probably the Beatles. Would have canceled it if it was a woman. He only got away with it because he's a dude,
obviously.
Yeah.
Well, then he was a sex symbol. A woman would be like
stoned
to death.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love it. You know, to be a woman. That's like that meme.
So fun.
Okay. In 1993, we're jumping ahead. The X-Files debuts.
Ooh.
One of the best shows, sci-fi shows of all time.
So good.
I did a rewatch like 10 years ago and it held up. And there's also so many celebrities that did cameos in it.
Oh, really? It's probably how like Law and Order SVU is.
Yeah. Like yeah. It was before like anybody was famous. I remember Seth Green was in like one episode, had like a very minor role.
Love it.
Yeah. I have a confession.
What?
I gave it a shot.
You didn't like it?
It's fine.
Really?
Back yeah. in the day, I loved it.
And I love sci-fi and I love all that shit. And like, I got to try it again. It's been years, but.
We can do a rewatch.
I know that's nuts and it's blasphemy. And like, please
They're
don't come
after me. They're all anthology,
me.
I think, for the most part. Yeah. Like, you can kind of just watch them willy-nilly.
Yeah. I need to give it another pass.
Yeah, why not?
And I will.
It's a good show. 1996, Tupac. Was shot multiple times in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you heard that they're making, there's like developments
isn't
in this
there an
case?
Yeah.
A search warrant was just executed.
Yeah. But did they name names or it was just, it's under wraps?
I have not been following because it was like same week as the aliens. So there was just a lot going on.
They're like, we got to get the Tupac guy out
but
there
I
now.
Know,
we
can, yeah. Get him out.
I mean, it was also similar in timing to like the Long Island serial killer arrest. Yeah. So it's like, it's promising.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully there is an arrest in that case.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was outside of the this casino that my parents love to go because they have 25 cent roulette. What the hell?
The Flamingo?
No, starts with a W. Anyways, it's a little bit off the strip. It's like a not one of the main hotels. Okay, 1998, Google is founded.
Whoa.
By Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Become an integral part of modern pop culture and daily life. It kind of seems, I feel like Google would have been invented before 1998.
You would think that.
I don't believe so.
I mean, no, remember, it's a fact that it was 1998 on September 7th.
Oh, you just felt like it was around longer.
Yeah, I just feel like the internet was around longer.
Do you remember the primitive internet, like the original web browsers?
AOL is what I always used.
AOL was... Yeah.
I didn't even use the internet.
Netscape was one of them.
Yeah.
Dogpile was a
big...
GeoCities was like
later.
Create your own website kind of a thing. I'm talking...
always use AOL. Like, that's always what I use until...
Could you even search on AOL, though? You could?
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but when I was a kid, I thought that the internet was on CDs.
It was.
Well, because you would install AOL with a CD.
Yeah
but I didn't
know
how. That
you get from Blockbuster.
No, AOL was like an interface where it was like, it had a search bar, and it had your messenger, and it was like a thing that you opened. It looked kind of like Word.
Yeah. No, I know. I just don't ever remember searching anything. I would just use it for like AIM and chat rooms. Chatting with a bunch of
strangers.
God knows who.
Me too.
Dude,
it was so interesting.
The Wild West back then on AOL chat rooms.
I can't believe my parents even let me on that thing.
I had a blast.
Yeah, I had a blast.
It was ridiculous.
It was like, honestly, unregulated, like just chaos.
Unregulated nudes being exchanged all over the fucking place.
Crazy.
Willy nilly.
I didn't know nudes.
I didn't do nudes.
No, but people
but
were.
People were being, pictures were being sent to everybody back in the day.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I never saw any of that.
It's too late, Jared.
I would.
It's not too late. That's for sure.
Oh no. We're just getting started.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
The internet is in its infancy.
It really is. And in 2003, nothing happened after 2003 on September 7th, but The Simple Life premiered.
Oh, good man.
Stuff.
A classic.
What a treat. You know what I wish they would do is take any reality star who's famous right now and put them through that.
I wish.
All of them.
Well, that's kind of like they did like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I feel like it was kind of the same thing where they would put.
So
it was
good.
Very B or C list. That they'd put them in like a jungle or something.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
I love
but I
that.
Like the simple
fish
life
out
of
water
it.
Type TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, I've been watching that show Alone, which is phenomenal.
I'm not familiar.
I won't shut up about it, but basically it's been around for a while.
Yeah, it's also not new. And Jared's
they
like
drop
obsessed 10 with
it. People off in like remote areas, and then they have to fend for themselves alone. They have their own camera that they have to set up.
It's like Survivor, man.
Whoever goes the longest wins like $500,000. But I think
$500,000's not bad.
It would be amazing if they did alone, but with
they
celebs.
They could literally never do that.
Yeah,
they can't even do Survivor there with and celebs. Starve. Are there challenges? I would be like, no. I can do this.
No,
I
they literally just have to, like, the whole challenge is surviving. Like,
for $500,000, I would sit there and, like, I would.
No,
just...
I think they have to trek somewhere, don't they?
No, they have to stay alive. Oh, it's like harsh weather. There's no food.
Fine.
There's nothing.
Yes,
bugs.
I'm
predators,
you,
like bears.
I'm telling you, I have a very high pain threshold, and I can tolerate a fuck ton of misery, man.
But dude, what if something is poisonous?
These people are literally bow hunting. They have a bow and arrow.
How would you eat?
I wouldn't.
You're allowed 9 arrows. And that's
it. I wouldn't kill anything.
She wouldn't exert any energy because
no,
she'd just
I would
be
just,
laying there.
I would just bring a book.
That's an interesting, like whatever word I'm looking for.
You would,
strategy.
You'd be out so fast.
So fast.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you'd last longer than probably both of us because I feel like you have the mental fortitude to withstand it.
I can take a lot of discomfort.
Bring her back to the Oregon Trail. It's the same conversation, yeah. But it's true. I would not last. I would get too cold.
But just a lot of all the show is really is
are
people,
they clothed?
It's yeah. It's not Naked and Afraid.
That I would not do because I'd be freezing the whole time.
Dude, Naked and Afraid is so shitty. And then you're like stuck with a random person, and they never get along. They always
and
are
you're
bickering.
Just naked with someone you hate.
You're naked. The like how if you get your period, I don't think they put that into account. Like
they must. Otherwise, that's an unfair.
They have to give tampons at least.
You'd think.
The men have a fucking advantage just being men.
Being naked on TV just sounds fucking awful.
In the wilderness while you're starving? Like, I can't imagine
well,
a
that's the thing
worse that, scenario.
At least on Alone, if they're clothed, like, they can, like, withstand some kind of bites. Like, you're not getting as many mosquito bites as you are if you're literally nude. You're getting mosquito bites, like, on your vagina.
Can you make, like, a hemp skirt?
They do. Not hemp, but they'll do, like, the leaves, like the Adam and Eve kind of a thing.
No, thanks.
I don't. Yeah, anyways, I... Yeah, I think reality people should have to like they should
go
take,
on alone.
Like, how amazing would it be if it was like Real Housewives and they had to go out there and just rough?
You can
it.
Only wish.
Yeah,
it's the people that would never do it.
Kardashians
really
would be my favorite. That would honestly break world records for
I think
viewership.
Kim did like Undercover Boss back in the day.
Same thing.
I think she did like.
No, I'm on this show. People are eating squirrels and birds to stay alive.
Yeah, a little bit different.
No thanks.
I want to see it.
I do too.
Anyways,
I feel like Kim would actually probably do pretty well on that. Like, and it, like comparatively to some other people, she's got like the fervor.
Her life is so comfortable.
But I feel like I don't know what it is. I don't know her, but I feel like
she doesn't like losing.
Yeah, I could see her being pretty good.
As long as she can fly fish and hunt with a bow and arrow, she'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's toast.
Okay, so let's go on to the word of the day.
Okay.
I actually got this word from my mom.
Okay.
She told me about it. It's a Greek word.
Okay.
And it's Volta, like the Mars Volta.
Ooh.
And it involves Volta is taking a leisurely stroll along the main promenade of your town during the hours of sundown, preferably after a meal. Rather than simply describing a casual walk, Volta is a pastime that is shared with friends and neighbors, providing social highlights to the close of the day.
Whoa.
I mean, it's not something that people do all the time now, but it's her dad would do it all the time. Like anytime after they would eat dinner, he'd always go on his like nightly walk because it helps like with your digestion and like getting things moving. But it's called a Volta.
Okay.
Volta.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love that idea. I feel
that.
Like we do it in reverse. We walk before we have dinner.
I know.
Maybe we should flip it.
Yeah, maybe. But
it's
I
good to walk
like
it
being,
off.
I like being done with my day and then eating and then like rotting on the
she
couch.
She puts her wizard robe on.
Put my
and
robe on.
Eats over the coffee table and then that's it.
But I do.
That's what I like to do too.
Yeah.
I know. It's like I like to sit with my food
yeah,
and really
and
appreciate
then just
it.
Melt into the couch.
Yeah.
Into the abyss.
But doing best. A Volta is better. I also just love the name, the word Volta.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good name?
Volta?
Yeah. It's a cool name.
It sounds like a magician.
Okay.
Voltar.
Like the amazing Volta.
It is like, no, Zoltar. But I like Volta. We'll think about it. Maybe. If it's great.
Patent pending.
For a female child?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll offline about that.
I'm into it. It's on the top of the list.
Cool.
Now. Okay, well, when we come back, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. You know the drill. Every day, every week, we bring a person, place, singer, an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We talk about it. We vote on it. We bring it to you. You vote on it. You can call in and give us your On the Stand. What is pissing you off this week? Jared, what is...
What is pissing you off if you want to tell us? 818-446-6889. 818-446-6889. That's the number.
All right. Do we want to start with our listener?
No. No. I want to start.
Oh, Alexis, she's going.
Because she doesn't want to forget.
That's right. So I'm sure many people can relate with this. I like to think I'm a clean person.
Yeah.
I'm minimal.
I think you are too.
We're clean. My house, but there is one very contentious subject when it comes to cleaning up my house. Matt is a sponge user.
Oh.
And a sponge, you use it once and it smells for eternity. Yes. Like it smells like the most disgusting mildew, and it's like a pervasive mildew. It's not like a light mildew, like a towel that was in the wash too long before it's you disgusting. Put in the dryer. It's like the most intense mildew. If you touch it, your hand is putrid for at least 2 hours. Yes. You have to like scrub it. It's the most disgusting smell. He also has these mop heads.
Ew.
That like he likes to wash and use again. And he accused me of throwing them away once. I may have, but I don't remember doing it.
Right.
But the point is, the sponge I will. Like, I don't want a sponge. The brush with the bristles, that's okay. That doesn't smell. I don't want a sponge in my house.
Okay.
It smells. It makes the sink smell. It makes the hole under the sink smell. We got a scrub daddy. We're trying that. And apparently those don't smell.
Love a scrub daddy.
So that's a compromise we're trying.
That's the compromise.
I was going to say that too, because I don't know if we've had this conversation about sponges. We probably have because it's disgusting, but I like have a literal phobia of sponges.
I hate them. Me too.
I would rather clean up the nastiest. I know this is very unpopular opinion. I'd rather clean up the nastiest bathroom than do a bunch of old, disgusting dishes with a bunch of old food.
That is just so crazy.
There's something about like old food getting like coagulated and starting to smell and like rot and it's shit. Sick. Like I'd rather clean up a bunch of shit in a bathroom, like hands down. So like sponges and then like touching that food, like it's bacteria
sick.
Haven. So disgusting.
What do you think is in the bathroom?
It's just different for me.
Whoa, it's different. That's wild.
Hands down, like I'd rather clean a bathroom than a dirty sink every day.
Yeah.
But anyways, I agree with the sponge. The scrub daddy is good. They still get gross, but like not as gross as a sponge.
Here's the thing.
Like little pieces of plastic.
Yeah.
I grew up in a sponge household. Okay. They don't freak me out at all. I don't care at all. Ugh. If anything, probably made me stronger. Okay. So.
No.
There's one thing that people don't realize is there's a step after you use your sponge.
Putting it in the microwave? No.
No.
Some people do that.
No, you just need to make sure
it's... Like when people put toothbrushes in their dishwasher?
And use it again?
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
A lot of people put their sponge away like sopping wet. That's not how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to wring it out till it's pretty much as dry as possible.
Still gross. And get that gross water on your hands.
And then you wash your hands when you're done using it.
No, because the sponge already smells. First use. It's like, I'm not squeezing it. That's so sick. Get all those like gross mold food particles on your hands.
Gross. It's so gross. See, again, sick. I'd rather clean a bathroom.
We're the exact same. No, thank you.
So gross.
Sponges, guilty.
Guilty.
Not guilty. Sponges, not guilty for me.
A phobia of mine.
Disgusting. Cool.
He keeps trying to push sponges.
Do not bring a sponge into that house.
I won't. We're using the Scrub Daddy, which is a nice compromise, but it's a Shark Tank product.
We love Shark Tank.
I know.
Dude, Scrub Daddy, it rips. It's awesome.
Our Scrub Daddy is getting gross, though.
We get a new one.
We need a new one. Guilty. So guilty. All right, I'm going to go. I'm putting on the stand... I don't even know how to explain this correctly, but I'm putting on the stand is I take a lot of supplements and like vitamins and stuff in my prescription medicine. And especially when I go to bed, like I have a lot of things that I am taking.
I hate supplements.
I do too.
They're disgusting.
But I mean, I don't have supplements.
I take them.
I have vitamins. I have vitamins and then my prescription medicine. But I'm putting on the stand the dosage of the pill that you're supposed to be taking being more than one pill. Because now when I go to bed, I'm taking my trazodone, which I have two pills. I just started taking magnesium, but the dosage is three pills. That's now five pills. Then I have my herbs that help me go to the bathroom, two pills. And then I have my probiotic, two pills. I'm taking like 10 pills to go to sleep, but I'm like, why can't we just put this into one?
Probably because people want to take just one sometimes in case if it's like two's too coming much? On too strong. Maybe one is the better medium.
Are you supposed to go down?
It depends. I mean, like, what if like the one that helps you go to the bathroom is too intense?
Oh, no, it has been. That's why I'm down to two. But still, now I'm taking like Jared watches me. It takes me like 15 minutes to take off my pills before I go to bed. And then I have to drink a whole like 12 ounces of water. I'm getting up to pee and it's like a whole to do. What?
Do you need to take them before bed? Can't you take them earlier?
Yeah, because they're all helping like things move while I go to sleep and making me sleep. They're like sleeping pills. Yeah.
Sounds like a uniquely you problem.
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, my question is, do you need to take them?
Yes. Well, now it's part of my routine. And then also pills that are like those horse pills. I can't even take those. My small esophagus.
I take none pills before bed.
I take some.
And I'm alive.
I take some and I really
Jared,
hate it.
Jared, you're a man and you don't have like crippling anxiety when you're sleeping like women do.
I have crippling anxiety 100% of the time.
No, you don't.
I'm a pretty anxious guy.
No, you're not.
I just hide it really well.
Then how are you able to sleep so soundly?
He literally sleeps like a rock because he's not worrying about
things. I possess
the
ability to block things out. I don't know why or where it came from, but I can just say.
Because you're a man.
Because you're a man.
Halt. Matt can sleep at any time. He can be like, I'm going to shut my eyes for 10 minutes. And he'll do it and he'll be snoring in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then sleep for 10 minutes and get up. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That is insane. You had a full
gets,
like, REM cycle.
Deep REM, like where he's snoring.
Yeah. Oh, I can do the same
for
thing.
For 15 minutes.
I did like a 40-minute nap yesterday and it literally like I springboarded out of it like a new person.
If I take a nap, I'm even more tired when I get up.
Yeah, still can't take one.
Yeah. I think okay, if we're putting the dosage of these things on the stand, then like I get it because it's excessive. It takes you a while. But it is a uniquely you thing because we have this routine where every night
Jack has this pill dispenser box.
I do. It's actually insane.
When she's going to bed, my routine is I stop what I'm doing because I go to bed later than her. Stop what I'm doing and I go into our room and I like help her get the bed ready and like I hang out until she goes to sleep. But it's taking longer and longer.
I know. I've added a new thing.
And so, I'd like the dosages to be smaller.
I just don't understand why
amount.
They just can't be like, okay, this can just be in one. Yeah. Like, we got to put
it'd
it
be
in
gigantic.
Four. That's true.
Maybe it's because it'd be like swallowing, you know, like a Twizzler.
Yeah. Would you trade one giant pill?
No, then I can't do those because I have a small esophagus.
You have to like unhinge your jaw
stuck.
like a snake.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I would throw up. It would get stuck.
Many pills it is, but I'll say guilty.
I have one last question. Do you guys, when you swallow pills, can you not, you can't do them all at once?
I can't even do one at once.
I can too.
But I don't.
Oh, I do.
I don't take that many pills.
I don't either.
I take so many.
I take it.
I have to cut mine in half because they're too big.
Wow.
So even more.
Well, anyways, I'm going to say guilty, sure.
Guilty.
You don't like it, so.
All right, what's yours?
We're talking about mixed snack today. We're talking about a trail mix.
Using it, do you want the example?
Yeah, sure. Do you have them?
Yeah, of course we have them, Jared. You've been eating them all day.
Wow.
This is not an ad.
If you're watching, we have this bag of munchies right here. If you're listening, it sounds like this.
Because we're skipping lunch today.
So basically, what I'm putting on the stand today is a mixed snack such as this or like a trail mix.
Or like a Chex Mix.
Here's what happens is, especially if you're sharing this treat with a friend.
People pick out the good stuff.
Yeah. People pick out the good stuff.
A pub mix. Pub mix is good. In a big plastic container.
What are you pulling out of this, though? Like, if you get a trail mix, I'm going for all the M&Ms.
I like pretzels.
You like pretzels?
I pull the pretzels. And I like the Sun Chips. I pull the Sun Chips out.
Wait, no. He's talking about trail mix.
I'm talking about trail mix.
I don't fuck with trail mix.
Okay.
I'm definitely pulling the M&Ms out of the trail
I'm pulling
the
M&Ms
mix.
Out.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going
and
after
then the raisins.
Me, if you hand me trail mix and then you're going to go after me, it's not going to have any M&Ms left.
I should have put trail mix on the stand because trail mix sucks.
Oh,
I like
raisins and nuts.
Get the raisins.
Oh no,
the
you need a little sweet. How are you gonna? What's the sweet you're gonna put in there instead of a raisin?
M&Ms.
No
sweet.
You need a fruit. Well, of course you eat the fruit.
Ew.
There's plenty of sugar in an M&M.
No, it's not the same.
Get the raisin.
You like raisins?
Out of the trail mix.
In a trail mix.
You know what
raisins?
I would do?
I'm not gonna eat a bunch of raisins.
You know what you could supplement it with is like a yogurt chip.
Yeah.
Not a raisin.
I still need
the
fruit.
Not a ooey, gooey, old grape. Nobody wants that in their next to their chocolate.
I do.
A dusty grape.
But that's so my point is when you mix all this shit together.
Yeah, I was pulling out the Cheetos.
See, everyone has their thing that they go for. Like in a in an actual like snack mix, I go for what are those like little white medallions? You know,
sourdough, like
dude,
like a sourdough.
I
toast.
Love those.
I usually pick
a mini
those.
Toast.
I don't like the dark ones though. Whatever the like
those
rye,
are rye.
Get those
or
out.
Or pumpernickel. Yeah. Like
pumpernickel. Yeah.
I probably have an unpopular opinion, but I don't like a snack mix. I feel like it really like it puts down all of the flavors of everything, so everything kind of just tastes the same.
You just want to celebrate the Cheez-It on its own.
Yeah, like my Cheez-It gets all dusty
like
with the
too.
Other things. No, I don't like a mix.
That's so
I don't
weird
because like
I feel like
mix.
You get bored of things so quick. I feel like I you would get bored of the same thing over and over.
I would, but I'd like them to be in their own separate containers. Mm. They're rubbing off on each other.
Mm.
That's the magic of it, though. Because now you got a little bit of Cheeto on your Cheez-It. Now you got a little bit of pretzel.
I don't like it.
You got a cheese dusted pretzel.
I don't like fucking
pretzel.
With the way that I like how things come. The way that they are in their original form.
I like a snack mix, but not a trail mix. Trail mix can
but
disappear.
Kick rocks.
I didn't know whether or not I was going to put the mix on the stand or taking pieces out of the mix.
I don't know. Just
let's just put the whole mix on the stand.
Not guilty.
I'm
I
saying
like
not
mix.
Guilty as well.
I guess I'll say not guilty.
Okay.
Woo! But trail mix is guilty.
Oh, yeah. Do we have our listener on the stand?
Oh, that's right.
Ooh.
Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, guys. So on the stand has become one of my favorite things in the world. My wife and I have made this into a thing and like our daily lives. We'll just go about our days and then realize something that is totally an on the stand, come home at the end of the day and then be like, okay, on the stand, this thing, is it guilty or not guilty? Talk about it, laugh about it. And so like it's just the whole thing now. So anyway, we're out to eat last night and so it's at a Mexican restaurant. We live in the Midwest. And this happens all the time. We order street tacos and they come on flour tortillas. And this is just so extremely guilty and wrong. And I don't understand why this happens. Nowhere on the menu does it say it has flour tortillas. But when you see street tacos, and it's described as like steak or chicken with cilantro and lime and onion. Like, that's a corn tortilla every time. There's no reason it should be a flour tortilla. So anyway, that's my on the stand right now. And I have a million more. But okay, yeah, thank you guys. And that's it. Bye.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? This is going to be controversial.
Uh-huh. Jared?
I already know this is going to go all kinds of all over the place. Okay. In a vacuum, a corn tortilla is superior. It's great. But in practice, in application, they crack, they fall apart, your taco falls apart.
Mm.
They're not a great base to put meat, cheese.
Even like an unfried
corn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Corn does not hold together. If you're talking hard taco, 100%, that's the only way to do it. But yeah. If you're talking a street taco, and here's how I know this is not the way. It's because a lot of street tacos, there's two corn tortillas per mm-hmm. taco.
Uh-huh.
The reason for that is because the structure of the first tortilla is not strong enough to not fall apart. So you need two of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So from a practicality standpoint, flour, in my opinion, is more superior just for keeping the structure of the taco together. I've had way too many tacos where after the first bite, they just fall apart because the corn breaks apart. So that's my take is flour is not guilty. I would prefer corn, but I also don't want my hands covered in like meat and cheese. So
I love a flour tortilla. I prefer it, but I know that's an unpopular opinion. Mm.
I love a flour tortilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
especially homemade, like right off.
Oh,
the
I don't know. So me and Matt is from Texas and there's a lot of Tex-Mex huge breakfast taco thing in Houston.
Yeah.
And we go to this place called Home State here. There's a bunch of locations now. I mean, the flour tortillas are unmatched, insane, so good. But I also like a corn. Like, yeah. I love both. I really do. I'm like kind of at a, it's hard to say.
I just can't trust the corn. I can't trust the corn tortilla to hold my food together for me.
Yeah, but usually they're in the foil. Like, you can kind of eat it with the foil.
I don't like them.
I like all of them. Give me all the tortillas.
I'm not going to be picky. Cheese I'll eat whatever you eat. Well, yeah, I'll eat whatever
you butter on it and I'll eat it. I don't care. I'm going to say guilty and not guilty. All tacos win.
Honestly, if it's a taco, I'm happy. That's it.
Yeah, me too.
That's
yeah.
it.
Mine's just a personal preference, but I understand that like...
People will say it's authentic to have corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll go with that. I'll agree with you because however they're intended to be made, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Okay. Well, when we come back, it's time for some true crime rewind.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and The RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so instead of doing True Crime Rewind, I thought that we would answer some of the last questions that we had during our last Q&A. And we got a few more. We don't have that much time. We're running a little bit late. But I thought we'd answer some.
I love that.
Okay, so This is, I feel like it'll be my favorite thing when we're doing questions the last time is when somebody asked for like a hack for waking up in the morning. Mm. And all of our hacks were so, Jared's was like, annoying Jack. Mine's like, I'm addicted to coffee. And yours is like,
I'm not up yet.
We're not.
You're like, I am literally like,
don't wake up.
Useless.
Yeah. I'm just,
this is not the Tim Ferriss podcast.
All the time.
This is not the Tim Ferriss podcast. So I think we'll have similar answers for this question.
Great.
And she said, favorite thing to do when you need alone time to recharge your inner peace.
Well, I already stated mine. I can't remember if it was this episode or the last one.
Wait, what?
I can't remember if it was this episode or the last one.
Sit in the bathroom alone?
Sit in the bathroom alone. Read my phone.
I go on a long walk every day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I try to get 12,000 steps a day. Although I've been like depressed the last week. It hasn't happened.
12,000
I probably got
high.
Like 12 steps a day.
That's okay.
Last week.
It's
listen,
balanced.
You got to listen to your body. I wasn't up for it.
There's no like obligation.
Listening to your body is the best way to have some inner peace.
It's like, listen.
And not forcing yourself to do shit that you're not like physically not ready for. Like it ends up having the opposite effect.
100%. And sometimes it's like, sometimes you're allowed to be like, the world is a scary place. I'm going to sit on the couch and I'm going to be in like my freeze mode and try to process something or whatever. And sometimes, but like, I really like long walks, like listening to a podcast or something.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
We had this conversation on Lady Gang a couple of months ago, but the question was like, what is a bad habit that you have that you like want to fix or whatever? And what I was saying is like, I like love to rot on the couch, but I'm like, I don't actually think that that's a bad habit. Like, melting into the couch and like watching mindless TV. Like, I feel like that is a way that I recharge and find my own inner peace.
Self-care.
It's self-care because you're like giving yourself dissociative time.
Yeah.
And you can literally just like
check out,
think about nothing, recharge your, like this whole like trying to make every minute of every day be productive and like make sure you're not wasting any time. Like, whatever is such bullshit. It's like, we need time like that to do whatever, like listening to your body. It's like, sometimes I literally just want to sit and rot and be okay with it.
What is it? There's a quote, like, if you don't take a break, your body will take it. Like, you choose when you're taking it.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't schedule like self-care and relaxation, like your body will make you take it, whether that's an injury, whether that's a mental breakdown, whether that's a panic attack, like, you know, like your body will be like, it'll force you to take one. So you might as well schedule it.
Yeah. It's like, it's time. We're shutting down.
Yeah,
now. It's so true. What about you? Oh, your inner peace is going to the bathroom alone.
No, I was kind of goofing around, but like,
kinda.
I don't know. In my life, I'm rarely alone. I'm rarely like by myself. I'm either with Jack or I'm with the band on the road or like whatever I'm doing.
Yeah, you don't
I'm
really always have alone time
around people. And so
I know what yours is.
It's winding down late at night playing a video game.
Yeah.
And that's what I was gonna say. Is like, I love it when it's I love quiet, like, because it's so rare for me that my life is quiet. And so a lot of times Jack will go to bed around like 10 and I'm just up like for a couple hours. I'll like play a mindless like video game for a little bit, or I'll just like zone out and listen to music. But I kind of prefer it to be kind of quiet and be by myself for, you know, that's how I wind down.
That's normal.
Like, everybody needs it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just cause it's rare for me. It's not like I spend a lot of time like alone with my thoughts. There's usually something going on. So it's nice.
Well, my alone time's in the morning. I have like an hour before he wakes up doing my own thing. And then he has his hours, late night hours.
Yeah.
At night.
I put them in. Put in the hours.
Put them in.
Those are for me.
Those are for you. Let's see. What are you guys reading anything?
Yeah, I got Katie Couric's book.
Oh,
yeah?
You did?
I'm trying to read it.
Your new friend.
Yeah, my new friend.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm reading Katie Couric's book, one of her memoirs.
Live was fantastic, by the way. I didn't get to tell you
You're so sweet. Thank you.
I watched the whole thing.
I love Katie. Yeah, no, now I'm obsessed with Katie Couric.
Yeah.
It's like, and I just want to read her
book. She's awesome.
Although I really struggle to read. Like, I really
struggle.
Not like your reading level. You just mean your attention
span.
My
attention span. Because if I'm in bed, like, I'm going to read this book. Like, I'm already tired. Like, I get in bed at the last possible minute. Like, we're on the couch watching TV till we're, like, about to pass out.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's just hard for me because I'm, like, I'd rather be researching or, like, working.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be, like, let's read.
I know. And that's the same thing. Me too. And it's, like, I know that it's good for you to, like, not have a screen. But I'm, like, again, the being able to disassociate, like, I can't do that while I'm paying attention and trying to read and enrich my life. I can only do that when I'm like literally doing something that's nothing.
100%. So reading's really tough for me.
Me too.
I like an audiobook. But
people keep telling me to do that, but I zone out on those too.
But like I had time, for it because I was doing, it was back, I fly most times now, but when I first started coming out here, I drive back and forth to Phoenix all the time. So I was just plowing through audiobooks.
Yeah, that's good.
On the drive.
That's good.
But I don't have that time anymore. So
audiobooks are the same thing that are so intimidating where it's like, I can't watch a movie because it seems like it's too much, but then I can watch 15 episodes of a TV show and like that's okay.
Or 65 of Love Island.
65 of Love Island. But that's the thing with an audiobook. I'm like, no, 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 that's too much. But I'm like, I can watch, listen to 20 episodes of a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
It just, it's,
yeah.
Well, it's more bite-sized.
Yeah. It's the intimidation is like the starting of
it.
The thing.
It's like daunting. 'Cause
you feel like you're strapped in for a while.
Yeah. And then I just put it off and then it never happens.
Totally.
That's okay. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear about some bad people, bad things that you people
naughty
did next.
People.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Okay, welcome, naughty friends. We're just going to get right into what our worst is. Oh, and this is a really, I really like this
yes.
one.
Yes.
Hey, firsties. I have a worsty firsty. I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing in the world, but here goes. So when I was in college, I moved in with a girl that I met, and we lived in a really crappy apartment that was like the upstairs of a house, and we lived together for a year. We weren't super close, but, you know, we were friendly with each other, and I'm getting ready to move out, and there was a month where I had to pay, like, double rent for that place and the new place that I was living in. And so I very nicely asked her if her boyfriend could chip in for bills or rent because he was there all the time, nonstop, all the time. And she really started giving me some attitude and said, well, you know, he doesn't actually live here and you have never paid for any toilet paper, and she was just kind of being a total bitch to me. So fucking whatever. Month goes on and it's time for me to move out. So we basically didn't speak to each other for the month after that, but the day I'm moving out, I grabbed, you know, I went and bought like a giant pack of toilet paper and I TP'd basically the inside of the apartment, like threw toilet paper all over the place, left some extra rolls of toilet paper on the kitchen table and left a note and said, here's your fucking toilet paper, bitch. And I literally never spoke to her again. That's it. Love you guys.
I feel as though this probably felt very satisfying to you.
The bitch on the letter.
I mean, whether that was an exaggeration, I just think like if I walked in to like a toilet paper covered room, it would just be so shocking. It would be harmless. Like, again, it's kind of victimless crime.
Victimless crime.
But it's so obnoxious.
It is obnoxious. I mean, well, because you think about toilet paper and you do that when you're a kid, right? So it's a very juvenile thing to do.
It's petty, but it probably felt great.
But I also feel, I was going to say, it feels so good to be like, gotcha. It's going to be so annoying to clean up, but not too annoying where you're like cleaning up glitter or like something or egging or something.
Oh, but
like
I think
that.
Glitter, like those glitter bombs that were fun to send around for a while where people were like, no, I never did that to anyone, but I wish I had.
I've said it before, but if someone did that to me, it would be war.
That's what
really?
I'm saying. Like, all there's nothing worse than a glitter bomb.
Oh, my God.
Well, vacuums can handle. Well, glitter kind of sticks around forever.
Glitter will be, it'll be there for decades to come.
I was going
to
say, like, God, dude, having a roommate just
sucks.
It sucks. And it's like, I couldn't wait for the day where I got to a point in my life where I didn't have to do the roommate thing, because it was just such a headache, because you're dealing... Like, I'm enough... Actually, I keep to myself pretty much, but, like, having to deal with someone else's weird shit, it just sucks.
And then when you're young, having sex with them, it's like you don't even get, like, the upside to it.
When you're young, though, like, when Jack and I were roommates, we were all shitty roommates, so no one cared.
Really.
But when I say shitty, I mean, like, no one was, like, uptight and... Yeah. And like had somewhere to be in the morning. Like we were all in the exact same.
Yeah.
We were all messy. We'd all leave dishes in the sink. We would all leave beer cans around. We were all staying up late. Like,
because we were all in college.
It was fucking awesome.
I miss those days. Miss those days, because your tolerance is so much higher because you haven't had to put up with as much shit for as long yet.
Well, you're not an adult.
Yeah. By much.
No, you're just
very flexible.
Yeah. Well, it's like, we're all in the same mindset. We're all either working or going to school, but then also we're big partiers. Like everybody was. So it wasn't like we had somebody that like wasn't.
It's just so,
so funny.
So
fun.
Because back in the day, I remember thinking like, I could do this forever.
Forever.
And then now it's like, back then it was so common to get a call at 11 p.m. being like, hey, we're doing this. And I'd be like, see you in five.
Now it's like if someone asked me to go meet them for a drink at 9, I'm like, I'm almost asleep.
No. I need to be back home before it's dark out. So if that's in the winter, so it needs to be before 5.
But like,
it's so funny.
Pair that with like, and this could be a story from a while back.
In the winter, it's before 5.
Out here, it's dark at 4:45.
Yeah, that's why I want to be home before it's dark out.
Jeez, that's why she loves happy hour.
It is.
Get that grandma and grandpa special.
No, she's only doing lunches in the winter, apparently. Yeah.
Early bird special, me and like the 75-year-olds. Whatever.
No, I mean, you had, when you're younger, and I would assume this story was maybe for, I don't know what time frame for this person, but I put up with a lot more shit when I was young, and it's the roommate thing just, it sucks, because you're strapped into this agreement with another person, and you don't know how it's going to go, and a lot of times it's, I had a roommate one time go on vacation, and he took the remote for the TV that was in the living room, because he owned it, and he didn't want anybody watching it.
What?
Yeah.
That's psychotic.
That is psychotic.
So like, you know, but like that's, you're dealing with someone else's weird quirks. Yeah. Like that's part of it.
Yeah.
People like that should never mix. Yeah.
And like Jack said, it's like when you're with your like partner, it's like, at least you get to have
sex. Well, you
can
be yourself. And you can also be like, this isn't going to fly.
No.
Like it's way easier to be like confrontational light.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, Matt, we have a really amazing dishwasher. Why do you put stuff in the sink?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put it directly into the dishwasher?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate dishes in the sink.
Yeah.
And we just rinse it and put it right in. There's no reason for them to, for this middle area.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no reason for it. He's still learning.
See, this is what I'm saying though. If that's not someone that you're in love with, it's tough, dude.
It's true. Tough. Cause then then you just let all the things just fester. The annoyances.
And then it boils over and you TP him and then, you know.
Well, listen.
Now, TPing sounded very satisfying.
It does sound fun.
You are forgiven.
You are.
All right. Do you have a stanza? Are we stanza-less?
I do.
Ooh. Wow.
Hello, friends. George is here. Put up your feet and grab a beer. Listen to my tales of shame and all the times I've been to blame for ruining my friends' lives. Let's go back through the George archives.
Oh, my God.
I've broken hearts. I've destroyed property. And no one has been able to stop me. If it's games we're playing, you know I'm losing. And there's that time that I killed Susan. Oh. Watch your back if I'm around. Like Susan, you might end up in the ground.
Oh, my. They're getting better.
I mean,
iconic.
That was pretty good. The George Archives? I was like, Jack will like this.
That was really good.
Thank you. Wow. Can you edit out the part where I fucked up?
No. I might and I might not.
God damn it.
No.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I loved it.
Love
yay.
It.
She's back.
She's back.
She is back.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.